Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you can sometimes hear couples who have syrupy pet names for each other, or you can meet a person with an odd nickname and you might be dying to know how they got it, but you might be a bit nervous about asking. So why do we do it? What do nicknames say about ourselves that our real names don't? Henry Ask Andy McKean has been investigating this. Henry.
Oh, I like that nickname. Yeah. That's lovely. But yeah, I hope I heard that correctly. Ask Andy. Mm. That's a good one. Hey,
I know, Ask Andy. I stole that from, because apparently The Rock has trademarked that.
Oh, really? Wow.
If you started using it, he could sue you.
And that's a cool name. I get it. The whole Rock thing. Ask Andy. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
But growing up, when I moved from Scotland, it was Haggis.
Really? When
playground.
You moved to Ireland?
Yeah. I don't know about you. Have you were called Haggis?
No. No, I didn't. English, yeah, I was called a Brit bastard. I don't think that was meant as a term of affection.
And hen, I get hen a lot as well.
Oh yeah, I do that.
And you know, again in Scotland, being called a hen is a woman. Yeah.
Yes.
But they were my nicknames growing up. I met the principal from St. Lawrence O'Toole's in Dublin One, and he talked about nicknames that stick in the playground. There is some strong language here. Here is Mark Candon, the principal.
Sometimes they're fair and sometimes they're not fair, but they're very accurate maybe at times, or pointed. I know this is sound terrible, but I had a child a few years ago who had, we'd say, just a little problem with his bowel. So his nickname was Shitty.
And that stuck?
It did. It did. God love him. You know, so like if it was you, you'd be Shitty McCain, you know? Not very nice. It was cruel but accurate.
Like, I have a friend, he's called Dicey because he's freckly, and I actually don't know his real name. Hmm. You know, names are there for a reason, and they can be endearing.
They can. Sometimes they're actually family names. Like, there's one particular family here, and there's probably about three generations of the family that be a member known as Bonzo.
And why Bonzo?
I have no idea. Right, but I mean, let's say it was again the McKeans, right, okay? And let's say there's a couple of different families of McKeans here in the community, or Murphys. Oh, well, no, he's not those Murphys McKeans. He's the Bonzos. He's one of the Bonzo McKeans.
One of the Bonzo. Yeah! I was at school with a fella everybody called Scutters.
And because he has an accident in his pants?
No, I don't think so. He looked a bit messy.
And it just stuck.
And it just stuck.
Yeah.
It was an unfortunate looking thing. But everyone called them Scutters.
But these names like Pat the Cope Gallagher up in Donegal.
That's because he's in the co-op.
In the co-op. And like, there's so many of them. So many. It's a real Irish thing. Bonzo. And if we take the royal family, for example, I understand that Charles calls Camilla Lorraine. I'm not sure why. Prince William.
They probably think that's hilarious because it's a common name.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, be Lorraine, why don't you?
And yeah, Prince William, the Prince of Wales, he calls Prince Harry Harold, even though he was christened Henry, and obviously Harry, he wasn't christened Harold, and he's called Harold. And these names, they stick. Here are people on Civil Place in Dublin on their nicknames.
My name is Thomas Mitchell, but my nickname, they call me Giggles, because I was always telling jokes and cracking, always happy, you know what I mean? Hide me emotions, you know, that's what I was doing, I think.
You were hiding your emotions, so you're known as Giggles since you were a kid.
Yeah. There's still people calling me.
How are you, Giggles?
I'm on grand, at the moment. I have an appointment for the hospital, and that's where I'm heading now.
Well, Giggles, lovely to meet you.
No problem.
What is your nickname?
Jem.
Why are you called Jem?
It's called Jem after my father.
So is it short for Gemma?
No.
No. So why Jem?
Nickname.
And why that?
Because my dad's name was Jem.
Gif. It's short for, my surname is Gifford, so you just call me Gif.
So you're called Gif with two Fs?
Yeah.
And these days a Gif is something else. It's like a sort of small picture that moves on social media.
No, a Gif. Ah, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I'm the double F.
You're the double F.
Yeah.
When did that start? When did Gif start?
Since I was a nipper. You know, like, I'm 56 now, so since 50 years of being called Gif, you know, everybody just calls me Gif, you know, so. And then I have cousins, and they're called Giffy.
Giffy.
Yeah, you know, they're spelt with a Y, whereas I'm just G-I-F-F, Giff, and then his nickname be Giffy, G-I-F-F-Y.
And do your friends know your real name, or you're just known as Giff?
Oh, no, they know me as Thomas Gifford, yeah, but it's just Giff, you know, just, oh, right, Giff, how's it going, Giff? It's just the way it's been all my life, you know, so...
So we've got the kids playing behind us in the schoolyard where you Giff as well?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your old school?
Yeah, that's my old school there, Lorenzo Tools, yeah. Made me first communion down there.
So it all happened here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All my family's from around here, you know, so...
Do you have a pet name at home?
I won't say on the radio.
Come on, tell us.
No, I won't. No, just Giff. All right. I won't say it.
We won't tell anyone.
No, I won't. I won't curse on the radio.
Oh, right. Okay, not much. That was Giff there. I had a friend years ago who was so thin, I nicknamed him 6 o'clock. There was a lad in my school called Onions because he dropped his trousers in front of a girl in the yard and she burst into tears. And I used to work with a lad called Shay Cox. We used to call him 6 Mickeys. Ha ha. I'd say Shay really enjoyed that. It's when they come in groups. I have Wee Wah, Badger, Boston Sean, Heffo and more. All fine until I need to introduce them to new people and can't remember their actual names. Yeah, that's the problem.
All I have right. a friend like that. That's, I've got a friend called Hudson. Don't know his actual first name.
Yes.
Yep.
But some people like make their own nickname, like, you know, DJs used to do that back in the day.
Yeah, DJs did, and there's a reason for it. It goes back to pirate radio when it was illegal and there was this constant kind of trying to close them down, shut them down. It was a cat and mouse game, and they were hugely popular when radio stations just played classical or traditional music before 2FM came along. So that's why they had these names, so they couldn't be traced. So they had these fake names, and some of them were really, really unusual and strange. And sometimes they didn't have a choice. They were just given a name by the radio station that they worked for, the pirate they worked for. Here is a well-known DJ from RTE Gold, and this isn't his real name.
This is Rick O'Shea. Surprisingly, my name is not my real name. By the time I ended up getting mine, though, they were kind of out of fashion at that point. When I was growing up and when I was listening to guys on the radio in the kind of 70s and 80s when they'd started their careers, a lot of them had taken on names that weren't their own because they were involved in pirate radio. Pirate radio was illegal. I mean, Tony Fenton wasn't Tony Fenton's real name. Barry Lang wasn't Barry Lang's real name. So for a load of those guys, it was very much a practicality to have a name that was different to your own. I rocked up to the door of the long lamented Atlantic 252, which some people may remember, in 1993. I was 20. I was wildly excited at having gotten a job in a huge radio station like that broadcasting to the UK. And I was shown my desk in the corner and my name was in a little strip, like as if it was printed out by a dymo on the top of my desk. And I was told, there's your desk and there's your name. And I couldn't argue with it because I was a 20-year-old kid who was taking up a new job. So I became Rick O'Shea. I worked with an Annette Curtin. Sandy Beach had been there before me and had left. I definitely remember Dan Francisco because I'm fairly sure we all sat around in a meeting and I made up that name at the time because I thought it sounded like a good idea. But it was just far more a throwback, I think, to American radio stations who used to do that sort of thing all the time. By the time I got that job when I was a 20-year-old kid in 1993, it was long since out of fashion. And as a 50-year-old man now, I'm kind of stuck with it and have been for a really, really, really long time. And I've grown to love it. I went through a long period where I didn't like it very much at all. And now, at this stage of my life, doing what I do, I've kind of grown to love it. You would be astonished at the number of people who figure out that it's not actually a real name very, very late on, having known you for quite some period of time. So I may be outing myself today by doing this.
Yeah, isn't amazing. People still are going, oh no, hang on. Anyway, that was Rick O'Shea. His real name, by the way, is Reginald Assman. What about pet names, Henry?
Yeah, pet names are really, really interesting. Obviously, the most popular ones is Babe, Baby, My Beloved, Darling, Love, Hot Stuff, Honey, Honey Bunny, Honey Bun, Main Squeens, Pumpkin, Deer, Nugget, Boo, Bay, a Muffin, Snuggle, Sugar, Snookums, Pookie. I'll stop. But yeah, like
people are awful. Aren't they?
but at home, I know my son, for example, his name is Kit, and I actually call him Special, and I think it's because of the movie, the Lego Movie, the Special.
Okay,
you know the character. I don't know.
There's something to misinterpretation, yeah. That particular one. That might be slightly, you know, cancel-y type territory.
Maybe,
if you're doing
I've
that,
just cancelled myself yeah. there. But no, I mean it as a term of affection.
Yes, of course.
I go, where yeah. is the Special? Where yeah. is he? I should put the in front of yeah. the Special.
The Special.
That's much better.
Yeah.
Then I won't be cancelled, will I? I'll be okay with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and anyway, we go out and we meet people, and we meet a man. He's called after a gravy brand, and here is a young man, and I ask, what does his girlfriend call him?
Baby.
Who calls you baby?
My girlfriend calls me baby.
And what do you call her?
My love, maybe.
My love.
My love.
All right. Well, the nickname that the biker club, I mean, they're giving me is Bisto.
As in Bisto gravy?
As in gravy, yeah, because I like gravy on everything.
So you always order gravy?
It's a Yorkshire thing, yeah, gravy. Fish and chips and gravy.
You have gravy on your chips?
Yeah, gravy and the chips, yeah, and the fish.
And so you're known as Bisto?
Bisto. They call me Bisto.
And how long has that been going on for?
Oh, at least 5 or 6 years now, yeah. Ever since I came over to Ireland, I moved over to Ireland like 5 years ago.
And you're Bisto?
Yeah, Bisto.
I'm Isabella and I go by Bella.
Do you have pet names? Does anyone call you Baby or anything like that?
Bee, my like Bells. Yeah, my family calls me that.
They call you Bells?
Yeah, Bells.
And what about you?
No, not really.
M?
Yeah, I guess M sometimes.
M, just M?
Yeah.
And that stands for?
Emily.
So you're M and you're B, or
yeah.
Belle.
Yeah.
What sort of pet names do you have for other people? What sort of pet names do people have for you?
Well, basically there's plenty because, so my name is Paulina, but my family normally calls me Paula because it's a shorter version of my name. And then I also have a polyester because I used to work in a retail store and I absolutely hate polyester and I would advocate for people not to use it.
So people call you polyester?
Or snazzy polyester, yeah.
Because your name is Polly?
Yeah, basically.
And they know...
So that's the spin kind of on the name.
And the Lewis is going past and obviously the Lewis has lots of different nicknames as well.
Oh,
and
yeah.
pet names. For you though, polyester, you don't like that?
I don't like the fabric, so I think I want to reframe the meaning of polyester so people think, well, but you hate it, but, and people call you polyester, and I'm like, that's exactly my point. I would rather people call me polyester, but they know the implications of using it with microplastics and ocean waste, so yeah.
And what does your partner call you?
I don't have one.
And previous partners, what do they call you?
Paula, probably, yeah. Yeah, yeah, like my family calls me.
Yeah. My Yorkshire pal has a mate called Falling Down Keith because he can't hold his drink. I have a pal who's called 18 months as he only got an ear and a half. I don't get that one. I have to disagree with Henry when he says DJs were imaginative with their names. Why were so many called Mike something then, says Noel? Don't know. A friend of mine worked in a metal turning factory with a guy called Keith. It took him ages to find out his name was Keith, but he was missing an eye. Oh, bum bum. There's a guy in our golf club and his nickname is The Parcel because he's totally wrapped up in himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does he know?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not. Did you find any nicknames that top those sterling ones there I just read out?
They are absolutely fantastic. We mentioned the Lewis there. The Lewis is called the Sham Tram, the Tram and the Jam, the Train and the Drain. But other, you know, kind of pet names, Cutie, Beautiful, Handsome. There's another one. Or just, you know, shortening that real name. But here is Mark Candon again from St. Lawrence O'Toole's Senior Boys National School.
Another one I've had here was... Hammer.
And just to differentiate you from another family with a popular name.
It was kind of, I know I was having a conversation or somebody was like, oh, in relation to, no, he's not one of them, he's one of the, and use the nickname, the Hammers, the Bonzos, or the whatever else it was. So there's a couple of nicknames that you've had over the years.
And do you ever do it yourself, call the child, call the student by their nickname because everyone else is?
I couldn't admit to that. but I mean, a lot of the nicknames are like, I mean, you know, sure, we would have your David or Dotsie, you know, but I don't think they're specific to here. I think they're very kind of Irishy things. So you're, because of Dahi, David being Dahi, so we've had our Dotsies. And then a lot of nicknames are, you know, like sort of abbreviations of a first name or a Christian name or a surname, you know, so you'd be shortening names, you know, Macker. you know.
And what were you in school?
I was just Mark.
You don't want to tell us?
I don't think I had a nickname. My brother did.
And what was he?
He was far more interested than I was. He played harmonica, some blues harmonica. So his name was Colm. And then somebody called him Harp and Harry. And then the nickname Harry stuck for years. So a lot of people who know me would say to me now, like 40 years on, 30 years on, how's Harry? You know?
And you're like who?
Yeah. Well, I used to refer to him as Harry at one stage, but that was early second level school, I think. When he went into first year, and he was playing guitar and harmonica or whatever else. Anyway, he was big into the blues harmonica and got this, somebody, I don't know who, called him Harp and Harry or something, and the next thing was through his school years, and then those who had been in school with him afterwards. So we'd meet up every now and again. We've had a reunion. He lives in Spain, so it'd be like, "Oh, how's Harry?" Yeah, the fact that wasn't his name. Probably my favourite nickname here over all the years was for a blondie-haired lad, Strawballs.
Wow, Strawballs! So people don't hold back.
They do not.
Yeah. Not the most imaginative, really. Strawballs. I would have thought.
I think I might have met Strawballs.
It would depend, because I would imagine if the person was blonde, had blonde hair in their head, it would depend for Strawballs to be accurate whether collars and cuffs matched, if you get my drift.
Totally, and there's no guarantee that down there is the same colour.
No
guarantee whatsoever.
Not. Absolutely not.
Unless if you've got red hair, then there's a guarantee.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
Really?
I've heard of people who have brown hair. Down there, ginger.
That's interesting. And the whole ginger world, they get really difficult nicknames, you know.
Yeah.
Lots of rooster, obviously, is one of them.
No, but not if it's, you know, that's if it's on your head. If it's apparent to passers-by. if it's elsewhere, I don't know how that works. This is nominative determinism, really. Barry says that the head of Pfizer's Viagra division in Ireland was called Willie Strong. I worked with a textile company in Clare who was called Ed Tweedy. There's a footballer called Fitz Hall. His nickname is One Size. My daughter's name is Sinead. When she was one, we started calling her arugula. It's the American name for rocket lettuce. We lived in NYC. Name stuck. She's 15 now and still called arugula. Charles calls Camilla Lorraine because it sounds like Lorraine, as in the French word. Apparently, what larks? Says Katrina. I don't know what La Reine means.
Oh, I'm not sure that behind
it's something
that,
in French, presumably.
Yeah, I think it could just be back to the whole time when they got caught out on the phone, making love on the phone. It could be something to do with that, to stop the tabloids getting near. Does it go back to that, perhaps?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
When I was growing up, there was a lad on the fringes of our group who was the first to get a car and considered himself very cool on the strength of it. We called him the Secret Aegis. Yeah, but he'd a car. About 45 years ago, in my hometown of Mill Street, a small town, that's where they had the Eurovision, it's a different Mill Street, a lad came to town from Waterford to work with Super Value. He was just known as Super Value. Never heard his real name, though. I hung out with him.
poor Super Value there in Mill Street.
Actually, I kind of like that one. Just known as Super Value around the town. Henry, thanks a million.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.